This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Integrated Test Center just north of Gillette will host one of two large U.S. Department of Energy CO2 capture research projects. The project is from a group called Membrane Technology and Research and is expected to bring more than $64 million in research money to the state and to Campbell County. The Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center has had another positive COVID-19 test result associated with the facility, so restricted visitation will continue. According to the news record, a CCH spokesperson has said that the latest positive result did not involve a resident. The open position of city administrator has received 33 applications thus far. Acting Administrator Michael Cole says that although he's enjoying working as acting administrator, he has some goals he'd like to complete as the city's utilities director and will not be applying for the position. As Gillette continues to work within a struggling economy, the city may have to table some capital improvement projects for another year. The news record reports the city council has recommended a $3.3 million cut from the optional 1% sales tax revenues for the next budget year due to the pandemic and declining energy prices. Although the Wyoming Retirement System's Fire A pension plan is due to run out by 2026, the effect on the Campbell County Department will be less than other departments across the state. Currently, there are only two people from the department who are on that plan. Both are spouses of retired firefighters. A former nursing assistant charged with abuse of a vulnerable adult will spend 6 months in jail. The news record says Crystal Nalise expressed her deepest apologies to the victim's family at her sentencing. Nalise took a plea agreement that included 3 years supervised probation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.